Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Good morning, good evening. I don't know what time it is as you listen to this podcast. I'm back. I know. Many of you have written to me and asked, what happened to the podcast? You've been waiting for them. And I want to thank you so much for being patient with us and for honoring the fact that for any creative, for any leadership advisor, it's so important for any person to learn to take time to rethink what it is you're doing and to honor the season you're in. So today's podcast is the first in 2022. So you know I'm an educator, so I hope you've listened to the first 60 podcasts that we have released through this podcast. And I hope that you can write back to me on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and tell me which of the 60 really spoke to you and has anchored some of the lessons and the actions that you are taking in 2022. So we are back. We are back. And my promise to you is that you will be receiving a podcast every 2 weeks from me to you, for you to learn, for you to elevate the way you work, for you to rethink how you commit your leadership energy, for you to rethink how you commit to loving others and the friendships you have with others. In fact, we'll be talking a little bit about friendships later on, because the art of friendship has become a very rare skill, a rare experience, because I think that the world has become a little too competitive for anyone's liking. But today I want to talk about something that many leaders constantly ask me about. Patricia, Dr. Murugami, how do you retain life-work balance? In fact, they call it work-life balance. And first and foremost, I tell them the challenge is precisely in the label. The fact that we always think that work comes before life and that balance is your goal. So perhaps we need to rethink that. And I'd like to propose that I prefer to look at it as life-work, because life comes before work, and life-work integration. And you know, this idea of work-life balance and the idea of balls, glass balls and rubber balls, came up a couple of years ago from Brian Dyson, who then was the president and chief executive of Coca-Cola Enterprises. And he delivered a commencement speech at Georgia Tech. In it, he discussed the difference between glass and rubber balls. And his insights were really interesting, because he said, imagine life as a game in which you're juggling some five balls in the air. You name them: work, family, health, friends, and spirit. And you're keeping all of this in the air. You will soon understand that work is a rubber ball. If you drop it, it could bounce back. But the other four balls, family, health, friends, and spirit, are made of glass. If you drop one of this, they'll be irrevocably scuffed, marked, nicked, damaged, or unfortunately even shattered. They will never be the same, and you must understand that and strive for balance in your life. So I'm quoting verbatim exactly what he said. And I like the fact that he actually singles out what was important in his life, and these priorities are possibly non-negotiables for many of us: your health, your spiritual life, your family, and your friends. And I think when you put work in the mix, that's when you start to struggle. But I also think that people struggle with managing this first four. And so today I want to talk a little bit about the fact that I've been asked this question so many times that perhaps it should be the subject of an entirely different book. So my struggle with life-work integration has been a struggle, but also I would say a university of life. And when I reflect back, and as I was journaling over the last 3 months, quarter one has been intensive in so many ways, because there were a number of priorities that I know and believe are glass balls. And for me to put my entire energy into those glass balls, I needed to say no to several commitments. I needed to postpone certain things that I have been doing because I needed to honor not only myself, but these people who rely on me and who rely on my energy, my insights, my experience, and I dare say my full presence. So, what are the lessons I've learned in this first quarter of 2022 around life-work integration? The first lesson, honor your season. But how do you honor your season without knowing it? In my first book, Rise, I talk about different seasons. I talk about the seasons of age, you know, the trial 20s, the turbulent 30s, the fortified and fabulous 40s, the flaming 50s. You know, I hope you have your copy of the book, refer to it. But I also talk about the seasons of planting, of pruning, you know, the seasons of process. And my first insight to you is, think deeply, what season are you currently in April 2022? Both of us could be in our fortified and fabulous 40s, but I might find that my circumstances are very different from yours. And as a result of that, the way I allocate my time, my energy, my resources, my money, even my prayer time, the things I think about, my thought life, everything is aligned to the season I am in and the values that I have. So first and foremost, honor your season. The second thing is be clear that the resources you have are finite. You know, all of us have 24 hours in a day. You may have more money than someone else. You may have more energy than someone else, but it's really a matter of time. And so the question is, what are the resources you have in your hand right now? Personal resources. Think about your energy. Think about your time. Think about the resources that may be material. Think about your thoughts, you know? And when you think about those aspects and include also money, think about your emotional bandwidth. You know, currently, what is the bandwidth you have to deal with certain things? I remember one particular situation that I had, I got into many years ago, and it was really hurtful. I was so pained, and it was a betrayal of some kind. And I remember I tried to deal with it, and I realized that I didn't have the emotional bandwidth to deal with it at the time. A couple of years later, I got the emotional bandwidth. I then got this right of kind of support that I needed, and I was able to resolve it. So it's important to honor the season you're in and also recognize that your resources are finite. The third thing is take time to be silent and reflect on your non-negotiables in your current season. And I dare say your non-negotiables now may be different from your non-negotiables in a different season. So if, for example, you are a leader who is going through a big change dynamic, then challenge yourself to ask yourself, if this change process is going on in a critical way, critical path, those of you who've done project management, perhaps it's a critical path. And as a result of that, you have to put in your focus for the next 90 days. Then you focus and you say, you know what? Talk to your stakeholders, the people who are important, and then make sure that you focus on bringing the results that you're trying to do. I also do the same when I talk to coach some of the leaders who come to me because I'm in the business of helping you disrupt yourself and reinvent yourself. So a lot of leaders have been coming up to me over the last 2 years to ask me to coach them as they reinvent themselves. And if you're getting into a new job, then the first 90 days are fundamental. A new board, first 90 days. So what are your priorities in that first 90 days? What are your non-negotiables? The things that you know are your glass balls. Whether it's, for example, you're a young mother or you're just getting married or your children are going through a life-determining phase and so they need you, or you're a father also who's mentoring your sons, your daughters as they go through maybe rites of passage. So you know that that window will open and close. So your non-negotiable during that season is to put your time and energy and resources into those non-negotiables. Name your non-negotiables, be brutally sincere about them, and then align your commitments to your non-negotiables. The fourth thing around life work integration is to know and map your critical stakeholders. I know this sounds like strategy, but I always say if you're not doing strategy with your life, then really you ought not to be doing strategy with your business because, or your career, because your personal goals are the ones that will drive your professional and your business and leadership goals. So who are your critical stakeholders during this period, which is your non-negotiable season? And once you map them, because they're the ones who are going to rely on you for different things, then you need to have conversations with them. I'm reminded of when I was doing my doctorate. At the time, I needed to close on it. As you know, 30% of doctoral candidates complete their doctorate. Can you imagine? So I didn't want to be part of the 70%. I knew that we needed to close on this for many reasons, amongst them that studying and work is a pathway to heaven, is a way in which you can sanctify yourself. You can do a piece of work that really elevates the human spirit. So I knew I needed to close on this. And I had a young family, younger than they are now. And so one of the things I did is to have a conversation with my husband, a conversation with my children, our children. And we talked about the fact that I needed to finish the doctorate in a period of time. And there were a couple of months between writing and researching and really closing on the dissertation. And the conversation was about the things that I felt I wasn't able to do, truth be told. And it was hard because I'm the kind of person who wants to do many things. But I recognized that that season, I needed to be very mindful about my non-negotiables. So we had a conversation and we talked about what they could do a little bit more of, what I could do less of, and what window we were looking at. And, you know, that reduced any potential for conflict because people then don't feel like they're in the dark when it comes to your non-negotiables and the way you want to handle your glass balls. I guess you can already tell that one of my glass balls is my marriage and my family, as well as my spiritual life. And so it's so important to really think about what are your glass balls and then look at who are the stakeholders who are critical for you in the season you're in. And lastly, don't forget to ask for help. I'm always surprised when I look at my coaching clients and they're due for a session and I ask them, come, your session is due. And my team writes to them and says, you know, your session is next week. And they write back and say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not ready. I haven't done the things we had discussed. I'm in a muddle, I'm struggling. And I'm like, precisely that's why I'm there as your leadership catalyst and leadership coach, to help you navigate those muddles and to help you bridge over those ditches that our chances are getting in the way of you becoming your next best self. So wherever you are in the world, I want to encourage you to be think about life work integration. Think about the fact that these pointers that I have shared, you can then tweak them to ensure that they suit your perspectives. I look forward to hearing how you're doing. Remember that life work integration requires you to be humble enough to allow yourself to be told what is not working. And that humility is fundamental as a human being and also as a leader. The fact that you're being told that maybe you've become arrogant now that you're so successful. I want to encourage you to subordinate yourself to a number of people who can guide you and can challenge you and can stretch you to help you become your next best self. I look forward to hearing from you on LinkedIn, on our website, our new website, which I hope you have registered onto, www.drpatriciamurugami.com. DR standing for doctor. And I look forward to hearing how you're doing with respect to life work integration in this year, 2022. Thank you.